So back in the day, in the first couple of years of this podcast, I did some pretty regular Ask Me Anything type episodes where I'd post in the Facebook groups. I'd say, what would be helpful to hear talked about on the podcast this week? And it's been a long time since I've done something like that because, you know, I'm just a guy. So who, you know, who cares what I have to say or what I'm talking about? So, but that is what this week is going to be. So thanks for being here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. It is... I recorded this on April 30th. I had to just make sure there was not 31 days in April. Pretty sure there wasn't. Yes, today is May 1st. Tomorrow is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's 53rd, I think, birthday. And my youngest daughter hates him with all of her, with every fiber of her being. So Audrey is not happy that it is the final boss's birthday tomorrow. But bigger than that, we're rolling towards and rolling into summer. And yeah, life has been chaotic lately. It's felt, if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you would know that when things get difficult, I refer to it as life being heavy, and life feels very heavy right now. And on a future episode, maybe sometime in the next couple of months, I'll elaborate a little bit more on that. I hate to vague book you, but that's just sort of the state that it is in right now. But I'm... you know, getting away for a little bit of time, and we'll talk about some things. So the topic today about what would be helpful to hear talked about on the podcast this week, I put this in TMS - the Mind Body Syndrome, and I put it in the Mind and Fitness Podcast, The Leaders of Pain, which I'm not really all that active in, and I apologize for that. But if I don't have something to say, why am I going to jump on there? But the TMS, the Mind Body Syndrome group, has been growing by leaps and bounds. I think recently in the last couple of months, Nicole Sachs, in her page had started charging for, certain things. And it led to, I think, a lot of people jumping over to ours. In fact, somebody in our group had asked, like, why are there so many new members? Because it used to be, we might get, you know, two or three a week or five a week or whatever. And we're getting dozens every day now. I mean, I'm recording this at about 10 a.m. and there's 23 new requests just today. And so I'll go through and I'll look at those. And then there'll probably be another, you know, 25 as the rest of the day rolls on. And yeah, it's kind of crazy. And there was quite a few people that had attributed or credited the Journal Speak page as being now a subscription model is the reason why. I don't know if that's the case. I fully back Nicole on what she is doing with that. And I think that I don't even remember how much the fee is. I think it's like $3 a month. And I feel like that's a good value. And if we think about other things that we may spend $36 a year on, that's not a bad option at all. So this one is free. But with that being said, there's not a lot of moderation on it. There's not a lot of administration on it because, frankly, we just don't have the time. It's not, you know, Brad and I both work in tech and we have jobs and we have other things going on. This is not our thing. We don't have people that manage it or can manage it. The only thing that I will say is if you listen to this and you're a part of any one of these pages and you have been bothered by or you have seen people try and sell their services and products on there, again, we don't do a lot of moderation. So the only way that we really know about something oftentimes is somebody coming to us and saying that, hey, this thing is happening. Otherwise, it's if we happen to scroll and see it or if there's some kind of a complaint or a comment is reported or a post is reported or something like that. We just don't have a lot of visibility into it. But I did start getting a lot of messages very recently about a variety of people trying to sell products and services in there. And so I did have to put the hammer down and hopefully people will listen to that because it's not meant to be a sales pitch. Like I have nothing to sell. I have patrons of the show that donate to the page and I appreciate all of you. It's not the same as selling something. I don't have courses. I don't have any of that. The plan, you know, 7-8 years ago when I started doing this podcast was to eventually sell courses or coaching or something like that. And I did coach a few clients, very selective on coaching a few people over the years. I'm talking 4 or 5, like maybe total. And of course, sounds like a lot of fun, but I just, it's just like one of the things I talk about with a motorcycle friend of mine is like, why didn't we ride more before we had kids and before we had craziness? And that's sort of how I feel with this. God, I wish that I would have just gone through it. It's a catch 22, right? Because maybe some of this TMS stuff wouldn't have hit me as hard as it hit me if I didn't have kids, and thus couldn't have any sort of a recovery unless I went through it, and I only could go through it because I had the kids, and you know, couldn't have one without the other. But nevertheless, okay. What would be helpful to hear talked about on the podcast this week? And some of these I'm going to go through, and I just don't have a great answer for you. I'm going to chime in on most of them or all of them, but if I don't have a great answer, I will let you know. So this is from Mark. How people with lifelong crippling anxiety, panic, PTSD, who then develop conditions like CFS, are supposed to recover from CFS if they haven't managed to calm their nervous system for decades after trying meds and therapy, et cetera, et cetera. So this is an interesting one. Lifelong crippling and anxiety, panic, PTSD. I needed him to elaborate. When you say lifelong, do you mean literally from early adolescence or not quite that long? And he had clarified that he's talking about kind of 18 years old, and then it got really severe at 29. So having a child that is going through some anxiety and PTSD and depression type things, this is something that I work with or that I parent with. My understanding from reading all of Sarno's stuff is that there's a couple of different instances here. It can be having an issue like an anxiety or a CFS or a CPS or a variety of different things that occur later in life versus something that was at birth or very early adolescence. And so this is a case where we're talking about a little bit later on. My suggestion on this would be to check out Howard Schubiner's Unlearn Your Anxiety and Depression, or Unlearn Your Depression and Anxiety. From what I understand, it's basically a carbon copy of Unlearn Your Pain, but it's a book that he did that is more focused towards depression and anxiety. And again, I think that this more appropriately aligns with people that develop these things later on in life. And we're talking about 18 and then severe at 29. And I think that that's a part of it. So I would recommend checking that out if I were to be prescriptive. And I think that's a good thing to check out. Lena, says sex. Why Dr. Sarno didn't focus much on sexual repression, even though he based his work on Freud. This is very interesting because one person that I have been planning to reach out to and just have not, and maybe this is the little nudge that I need to go do it, is Dr. Margaret Chan, who is a psychotherapist, a TMS psychotherapist in the East Coast. I think she's in New Jersey. She came on the show back in 2018. It was either 18 or it was 19. And her and I talked after I stopped recording, and we talked about this specific thing, and she had offered to come back on later and talk about it. It's been 7 years now. I feel like enough time has passed. Maybe this is the nudge that I need to reach out to her and talk about this. So stay tuned, Lena. TMS and insulin resistance and diabetes. I really don't want to talk out of turn on diabetes, but insulin resistance is really a buzz topic on TikTok that I have seen in the last year or so. And from my understanding, insulin resistance, a lot of people will look towards that as like a reason for like stubborn belly fat or stubborn weight or different things like that. Not necessarily energy levels or things of that nature. So I'm just speaking to what I interpret as what people discuss as like insulin resistance. And to me, when I hear this talked about, at least in social media circles, seems like it is very fight or flight, overtaxing the system and all that kind of stuff. Now, there's really a lot of compartmentalizing when it comes to stressing of the body and stressing of the nervous system, especially if you're not really familiar with all this stuff. Personally, I put a lot of this in a bucket, meaning if life is extra heavy, you're running around, you're taking the kids to different places, you have a lot of stress in your job, a lot of stress in your life, all this kind of stuff, and you love working out or you love training hard, eventually that overly stressed nervous system could lead to an injury. That's my thought. And so some weeks, particularly in the summer, I will peel back my training from say 5 days a week to 4 days a week. And sometimes it might even be like 3 days a week. Lately, over the last few weeks, I've been teetering about going from 5 days to 4 days. And I think that's a good idea with sort of where life is at the moment. That way my nervous system is fully refreshed and fully awakened and ready to perform whenever it is that I need to train. So that's what I would think, is that these sort of tie in together, and ultimately giving your nervous system the best opportunity it possibly can to perform at its highest, and really do whatever it is that we can. From Sally, kind of along the same lines as Mark's post, how to calm the nervous system and heal while you have new and ongoing scary symptoms popping up, some mind-body syndrome and some structural, and you're living life with all the stresses. I'm sure the body gets flooded with stress chemicals every time I experience a new or strong sensation that scares me, or I experience life situations that are heavy. Hey, we both use that. The nervous system is just doing what it's supposed to do, but I'm finding the anxiety can be extreme when new symptoms arise and the body gets flooded. Unfortunately, it's happening very regularly, and I understand my body is just doing what it's supposed to do to keep me safe, but I just wonder if I can recover with the avalanche of life and health events that just keep coming at me as the body seems to go into freeze mode regularly and easily. So here's what I'll say and what came to my mind as I was reading this. Say that you get knocked down, physically get knocked down, you're flat on the back on the ground, and you start to get up and you're on one knee. And then somebody comes and pushes you down again. That fall to the ground, flat on your back, much closer, much easier for somebody to go and do, meaning much harder for you to stay completely upright. That's what comes to mind when I think about this question that you're talking about, is ultimately, is there an opportunity for you to be in a state of fully feeling confident and comfortable before something can hit you again? The biggest blocker to that is most likely fear. And so being able to get to a place of indifference, which I talk about a lot, getting to a place of indifference before the next thing, next wave, whatever, can come and push you aside. So being able to get to a place of indifference / outcome independence is going to be critical for you. There's lots of people in this space. Alan Gordon has written a lot about it. Steve Ozanich has written a lot about this. As well, but being able to get to a place of outcome independence, meaning you get a new symptom or issue, such as a structural or a nervous system amping up or whatever, and being able to just sit with it and be okay with it. Somatic tracking is wonderful for this. Literally being able to just sit, think of it as like a meditation, but sitting for 30 seconds or a minute or a couple of minutes, and just following sensations in your body and being in tune with that, oftentimes will lower that volume and temperature a lot. And the more that you do it, it's dramatic and it's very, very fast. So that's what I would recommend to you, Sally, is the more that you can do that, the more value out of it you are going to get. Bear with me for just a second. Un momento. Okay. Food intolerance relating to mind body. Pamela, let's wrap for a second. Oh my God. I just got all folded up with these cords. Hang on. Okay, food intolerance relating to mind-body. As a somewhat expert of this, not really, but a couple of things. I interviewed Dr. Alicia Batson on this podcast in 2018. I also have experience with this myself. She had said that in her clinical experience as an internal medicine doctor, I think she was double board certified in internal medicine, but then also psychiatry, is that, don't quote me on that, I'm just pretty sure from 7 years of memory that that's what she got. And then my own. She had said that in all of her years of clinical work, she has come down to that other than celiac disease, all food intolerances are mind-body related. What a statement, right? So I know that that is the case with me. I've told this story before, but back in 2013, right after we found out that we were having our first baby, Zoe, my dairy intolerance suddenly ramped up and would make me sick, 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 feeling awful to a point where I was calling restaurants before we would go to them and asking them, is dairy in this? Is dairy in that? Is dairy in your bread? Is what you did? And you start figuring out that dairy is really in everything. And so once I read Sarno's book and connected the dots of the timing of that, it went away completely. And I have dairy every single day now. So, and a lot of dairy every single day. There's Greek yogurt du jour, or there's cheese, or there's milk, or there's ice cream, or there's whatever. Does not bother me. Whereas before, if I had a teaspoon of milk, I was on the ground. Like I was constipated for days. It felt terrible. So from Guy, TMS and dry eye disease. You know, I don't have anything on that, but hold on one second. I feel like I've seen this before. Let's see. I always recommend people, by the way, going to the TMS Wiki and the Success Stories database is a great place for this. Ooh, dry eye. There's a whole section on this. Several anecdotes. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3. And then there are 4 links relating to this. So go to TMS Wiki. You can just Google it. And then go to the Success Stories database and you will find dry eyes. Samantha, acceptance, patience, the 6 F's. I don't even know what that is. Hold on. The 6 F's. The 6 F's in IFS. Internal family systems. That's what you're talking about. Okay. Find, focus, flesh out, feel toward, befriend, and fear. So acceptance, patience, 6 F's, and symptom imperative being a good thing. The science, different TMS positions and their approaches. How the TMS journaling is done and why it works. History of Sarno. I could go on. Not going to touch on all of that, but I think acceptance is a good place to start. Being okay with whatever situation it is that you're in, emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever the situation is, that you'll wake up tomorrow and it will be okay. And that's it. Because regardless of the dire straits that we all feel in right now, we're going to wake up tomorrow, almost certainly. I sincerely hope there's nobody listening to this show right now that will not wake up tomorrow. I imagine we all are. So that's really what you need to be able to keep in perspective is that. As far as the science, seems like there's differing facts on this, but I think that the preliminary thought is that the nervous system is amped up, thus hypersensitive, thus emotions really playing their place in that. Dr. Sarno talked a lot about oxygen deprivation. May or may not be the case. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert. I just know what it is that I have read. But this seems like a nervous system issue. And the good thing is that as much as you can amp it up, you can also calm it down. And safety and being a way to combat fear well is a big part of that. And then the style of TMS journaling, I mean, Nicole Sachs is the expert on this across the world, but the main thing, and this seems to be the case on expressive writing. This seems to be the case on Adam Heller's book. This seems to be the case with Nicole Sachs, is being able to give yourself time and space and permission to write as explicitly and angrily as you possibly need to or can on a page without a concern that anybody's ever going to read it. Say whatever you want about anybody. What would you tell somebody if you had 10 minutes to tell somebody everything that you don't like about them, hate about them? Bam, could be whoever it is, the closest person in your life, your kids, your spouses, your parents, your siblings. What would you say if you could go completely unfiltered? That's really what it is. The mechanism of how the brain and psyche creates inflammation. Leanne, I'm going to have to skip that. But I would say go check out Sarno's books because he does talk about inflammation in his. Michelle, you have a podcast. Where can I watch? Yes, I do. I'll put a link to it. Carrie, complete appetite loss, fullness, muscle loss, muscle weakness, burning fatigue, tendinopathies that won't heal and keep getting worse. The tendinopathies is interesting. That's a soft tissue injury, if you don't know. When I interviewed Dr. Schubiner in the summer of 2019, he talked about this specifically. Soft tissue injuries that don't seem to heal. And he had basically said that barring a tumor or cancer or a bone break, soft tissue heals incredibly fast and you should start feeling better and progressively better within about a week. And then as the days and weeks roll on, you should feel much better. Within a couple of weeks, you should be good to go. A few weeks, definitely good to go. And if you feel the same or you have the waning symptoms that go back and forth, it's kind of case closed. And so that is that's straight from the expert's mouth. So as far as fullness, I'm going to say that fullness probably has quite a bit to do with the inability to digest properly, that might be a part of it. When you're in fight or flight, food digestion is not the priority for your body. It's being able to get the fuck away from the tiger that is chasing after you. And sometimes that's your angry boss, and sometimes it's your kid, and sometimes it's the neighbor at the mailbox that didn't say hello to you or good morning to you. Could be really anything, but digestion is not the top priority at that exact second. So slowing those kinds of things down so that it can give you absolute strength, blood flow to your limbs, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what I would say on that. Polyvagal theory, it would be amazing if you could get Stephen Porges or Deb Dana as a guest sometime. I'll look into that. How about shame? Shame, one of the more powerful ones, emotions. And Nicole talks about shame in her books, I believe. And I would say just to read more about it. I think that shame sort of has to be worked with and written about. And I think that that's probably going to be the best way, because it's something that is difficult to pin down somatically for most people probably. And so can you write about the shame, not the story about the shame, but the feeling of the shame, and not really worry about, you know, what the ramifications could be. From Danny, shout out to Danny, the TMS journey. My TMS journey? Hold on. Ugh. My TMS journey. I wanted to make sure I got that right. Check it out. MyTMSjourney.com. Danny says, the importance of simplifying healing and not needing a PhD to heal kind of vibe. Free resources, easy to understand concepts. Hey, go to MyTMSjourney.com. There's lots there to check out. There's a ton of free resources. The TMS Wiki is probably one of the more valuable ones. You can certainly pay for this stuff. There's so much that's out there. But yes, simplifying healing. And it's like with a weightlifting coach or a soccer team or whatever other things that you do, your batting stance. Maybe you go to the batting cages once or twice a week, which I do. I don't want to tinker with my swing or my stance too often, because I need to be able to settle into that. So simplifying the process. If journaling speaks to you, do journaling for a month and don't really worry about anything else. If somatic tracking speaks to you, do that a couple minutes a day for a month. You know, you don't have to involve a lot of other things. So consider that. Food sensitivity from Pamela, already talked about that. Brooke, hips, hip popping, pain, labrum, all things hips. It's the same as everything else, to be honest. Hips were getting very close to the pelvis, and it seems in interviewing a lot of females with pelvic pain, and then some experts on it, that there seems to be somewhat of a correlation there, but it's very similar to everything else. And this, once again, can likely be found on the TMS Wiki. Tara, updates on Eddie's life. How's your journey going? Ever going to get your wife on the pod? What's coming up this summer? Are you through Nicole Sachs's book? What did you learn? I will be brief on this, but life is heavy at the moment. Family challenges. Not my wife and I. We're doing great. The kids are good. A lot of it's just been challenging. And so we'll stick with that for the moment. Got to decide at what point do we want to talk about whatever's going on. But it's not terrible. It's not earth shattering. It's a nuisance, and it's very challenging sometimes. And that's just the way that it is. But I'm still here, still thriving, still training, still coaching, still working, still riding my motorcycle almost every day. So there's lots of good going on. Don't know if Jenny's interested in coming on the pod. Maybe I'll ask her. What's coming up this summer? I just registered for my... Oh, just banged on the desk because I'm pumped. I just registered for the adult softball team that I'm managing a couple days ago. I'm very excited about that. So that's coming up this summer. Going to play every Friday, doubleheaders. It's been challenging finding females. If you're a female in the Seattle area and you're interested in playing softball, the male side is full. The female side, we need one or two more. I'm most excited for that, but also just Mariners baseball, I'm very excited for. The kids both say they don't want to do summer ball softball themselves. Zoe said that the last 2 years, and then she ended up wanting to sign up. Audrey seems to really be liking softball here for the spring, so maybe she would want to do it. I would love to. Summer's like my favorite time of the year. I'm taking a motorcycle road trip to Banff in Alberta, Canada in August, and that's going to be incredible. My dad turned 75 in August, and I'm tinkering with what do I want to get him for the big 75 birthday. I've got some ideas. What would you love for your 75th birthday? I don't know. Have not finished Nicole's book. Sadly, other than Sarno's two most well-known books, Healing Back Pain and the Mind-Body Prescription, I am awful at just reading a third or a half of a book and then not finishing it. And that's where I'm at right now with Nicole's. And it's tough to sit down. I found a book recently written by a guy named Brian Gewirtz about wrestling. And I read the first couple chapters and I was all in. Read it sitting inside of the Newark Public Library in New Jersey about a month ago. Have not picked it up since. And it's sitting on my nightstand and belongs to the library, the public library. And they're going to reach out to me about it soon, I'm sure. So that's all I got. 25 minutes. Christine, I'm going to get to the story, the 2006 story that changed the trajectory of my life very soon, maybe even next week. We'll see. I'm still having trouble putting it into words, how I want to present it, all of that stuff. So, hey, thank you for being here. This was fun. Let's do it again. See you later.